imagine what the world looked like 4, 5, even 10 years ago. Take a second and imagine what the world's going to look like in 5 or 10 years from now. It compounds because of technology. It's going to be radically different. Hi, this is John Beattie, CEO of Versus Game, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line as we are in the Olympics and in an Olympics where there is so many things that we cannot do, here to talk about some of the new things that we can do and build into our Olympic experience and excitement is the one and only John Beattie. He's the CEO of the new gaming app Versus Game. John, welcome to WGN.
Dane, thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
So I know the Olympics is, you know, national audiences, it's big stakes. But as far as like from a betting standpoint, like for the Olympics, I never really thought of, I mean, I guess people can bet on everything. Of course, you're an expert on that. We'll talk about it. But what kind of effect is the Olympics going to have on betting this year? Maybe that wasn't either available or didn't exist maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
I think three things, three major pillars. One is fan engagement. Real sticky engagement. They're gonna, when you put a little skin in the game, even if it's a dollar, you want to tune in again. Two, it's gonna be the referral base. It's gonna go viral because people are like, oh, I'm gonna pick this boxer versus that boxer, or this, you know, whatever sport you're into, this basketball match versus that one. And they're gonna get their friends involved, right? So then all of a sudden you'll get more, the Olympics will get more tune in. And then three, you know, revenue. Hopefully it's taxable, and hopefully some of the athletes get a piece of that as well. Why not?
You think about gambling in general. It's so random, and a lot of the games, whether it's blackjack or roulette, they're sort of skewed for the house. Sports betting is really the only one where you can kind of put the odds in your favor with a little bit of education and following the sport. And in the traditional sports, people have made that, and maybe you have too, their lives. They're really into it. The Olympics are kind of different, right? Because it's, you know, it doesn't happen all the time. Some of the sports are relatively obscure, and some of the athletes are unknown, right? They either come out of nowhere, you know, from the amateur ranks, or maybe they're international and we just don't have any intel on them. Talk a little bit about that, kind of getting, or how like people who are into betting, excited about this opportunity, can kind of get up to speed to succeed.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I think a lot of people, I think it's a starting place. That's where we are right now. This is year one. So there's a lot of big learning curve to happen. But I do know human nature, and human nature demands that when you're a sports fanatic, you know, you really get into it. You make it hours of your day, and it's not work, it's fun. That's what it gets you excited. So, you know, there's going to be more stats out there. You're going to see an uprising of, you know, how you see, you know, website stats, blogs, podcasts, you know, all that of normal sports and all their stats. You're going to see an uprising of people doing that now for the Olympics too, which only improves their, you know, ability to predict, but also improves the outcome of the athlete's success after the Olympics is over. More eyeballs on that athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Endorsement deals.
For sure, right? I mean, just the ability for those athletes to connect. I always used to love, and still do, those vignettes they would do, you know, where they try to get you up to speed. They spend 5 minutes talking about the hard scrabble.
That's the narrative. That's the story.
But kind of to build in some interest so you have a little bit of investment emotionally into, oh, I want this person to win, or they've got such a great backstory. But now, as you mentioned, too, with the internet, you've got the ability, right, to connect in a bunch of different ways on that. So let's talk about Versus Game. So how does it work? What was the inspiration for doing this? Obviously, people love it and it's fun. But for you personally, like, where was this genesis moment that said, I got to be a part of this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we consume so much content all day long. We naturally form opinions and predictions off of that content. We're wired to do that. It's fun. We can't stop. It's that primal reptilian part of our brain. But when was the last time, you know, you were able to make a prediction off of, you know, listening to Spotify, your favorite Drake song on Spotify, and then you made money off of that prediction? Probably never. So our mission is simple. Knowledge should be rewarded. We want people to profit off of their predictions. We're the ones using all these products and services and listening to all these apps and, you know, going on down all these rabbit holes on YouTube. Why can't we get a piece of it as well? So we're trying to create a fair and fun marketplace for everybody.
Well, you kind of just tied into a little bit of the versatility. Of course, sports for sure, Olympics for sure, on the front burner. Now, I don't know Drake's full history, and I'm sure maybe singing doesn't define him, but I didn't know he was an athlete. So you mentioned Spotify and singing. So you can bet on a variety of things, right? It isn't necessarily just sports. It can be all sorts of random things.
Yeah, on Versus, we are skill-based gaming, and you buy some virtual coins just like you would for Fortnite, and you use those coins on a prediction. So yeah, you can predict on a variety of things. Whatever's trending topically in the universe, as long as it's an event-based game, a real-world event that you can watch, and it could be something like the Billboard charts moving up or down, or what's the Tesla stock going to do today, things like that. It's all on the table. It's fun.
The landscape for betting and sports betting and just this whole kind of area has really exploded in some exciting and really different ways. And so sometimes the public is a little behind the times as far as what's available and what's happening. I think there's things that are happening because you look at even you go back 4 or 5 years, just sports betting. And now you've got DraftKings and so many other things that just didn't exist before because maybe whether it was the framework or the mechanism, just it wasn't an available thing to do, whether it was technology or even the laws. So talk about this. I guess there was a recent Supreme Court decision that sort of opened the door for this kind of thing to happen. If you could explain that kind of for the listeners, that'd be great.
Oh, it all comes down to money. It's taxes. Why not? It's all going to be going this way. It's all going to be legalized. It's on the federal level. It's completely legal. So now it's state by state gets to make that final decision. Should it be allowed in our state or not? And the smart states are allowing it because that's a huge jump in taxable income for them. We've already seen it. The stats are there. So you mentioned, 4 years ago. Yeah. Imagine what the world looked like 4 or 5, even 10 years ago. Take a second and imagine what the world's going to look like in 5 or 10 years from now. It compounds because of technology as well. It's going to be radically different.
Once you get the people to participate too, you know that they're going to be excited to get in on some of this stuff. And so one of the things I read in the information was this microtransaction, because some of the things that are available on Versus game, aren't the normal like Vegas lines, right? This isn't even Joey right. Chitwood eating hot dogs or a prize fight. This is sort of super random. So explain kind of how that is and how players can sort of shape what it is that they're going to bet on, who they're going to bet with, how that all works.
Yeah, so first of all, you bring up a good point. It's all microtransactions, which means it's small money. You can't come in and think you're a boss and throw down thousands of dollars. It's not even available on the experience. So it's really just, people are wagering a few dollars here and there. They're doing this to test out their knowledge and maybe win a few bucks. And I think that's a really important thing. So the risk is really low. Every day we come in and say, how can we lower the risk for people? And how this is being shaped, where I think it's all moving to, is self-generated content. It's great that, the passive watchers want to participate. And this is a major lever to do that with fan engagement. Instead of just watching the sport, let's say the Olympics, now they want to participate. So then it's a lot of eyeballs on it. But also, why can't the user, the general public, losers like me, come up with a question and say, hey, I talked to my friends all day about this, and I'm going to go and now create that on Versus or somewhere and go share it with my friends. So that user-generated content, kind of like Roblox is doing, is with one of our investors, Skills is kind of getting into. I think that's where the future is.
Well, starting that conversation and maybe making it one of those things where it's people expressing themselves, creating content, having fun, playing games. It's the word gambling that usually gets things tripped up. And that's what those states are having to come with terms with, and maybe that risk reward on just getting over it as far as that goes for some of that great revenue that every state and every area needs. It's small dollars, but it's sort of bragging rights and things like that. Talk about how fans can get in and how they can make some money. Is it all just computer generated dollars that they can either redeem or use, or is there a way to liquidate that? I don't know. How does that work for the fans?
Yeah, it's kind of like you're buying some coins and that goes into a virtual wallet. And then when you win or whenever you want to cash out, you can. There's cash prizes there. So you can play for fun or for free or for cash prizes, and you can take that out and redeem it to your bank account and buy real stuff with it. And it's liquid. It's great.
So the Olympics are kind of the reason that people are getting in on some of this, and part of the reason that we're having this conversation. But for you guys, and let the listeners know, we're talking with John Vitti. He's the CEO of the new gaming app Versus Game. And so what's next? Like, what do you see? You mentioned things kind of compounding and moving faster. I could definitely see that. This is something that, and you mentioned it again, right? That this is sort of built into our DNA. People are going to like this and want to participate. What's next? And what do you see for the future?
Well, what's immediately next for me is I'm going to be watching one of our investors, Kevin Durant, in the Olympics. I hope everyone tunes in because that's going to be a fun game. He's a stud. Nice. But after that, yeah, it's really about putting real money in real people's pockets. So we come in and ask ourselves, how do we do that? And that's really just opening up the platform up, getting it into different partners' hands, getting it into celebrities' hands so more people see it to help amplify it. But yeah, at the end of the day, we want to reward people for their knowledge. I think it's interesting that antiquated that my bank account is attached to the market, the free market, aka Wall Street, all these people out there. So if Elon Musk, tweets something and the stock crashes, why am I affected by that? I'd rather have my bank account be affected by my own brain, just mine. So that's what we're doing here.
You look at the states that are already on board, and of course, WGN Radio, we reach 38 states in Canada at night, the greater Midwest at all time. And of course, online, you can get anywhere at any time. So is it available here? Like, where is it available? Of course, give the website for people to check out, yeah. Get involved and start playing.
Yeah, we are in 190 countries around the world. Where Canada's, I think, our third or fourth biggest country. And you just go, it's a mobile game. So you just go on your phone on any browser in Canada, let's say, and type in versusgame.com. And then you'll find us. And you can also find us on Instagram at versusgame as well.
We're located in Chicago, but our signal is so big that we reach Canada as well as 38 other states. And so in America, so listeners who may be in Chicago and in the area, can they participate? Is this something they can get in on, or do they got to wait for a little bit until that legislation passes? What's going on?
Oh, no, absolutely. We're in all the app stores in the U.S., also a mobile website experience as well. It's all mobile. So they can just go to the iOS store and download the app, or just go onto Chrome and type in versusgame.com and just sign up like you would on anything else and start playing.
Oh, it's exciting stuff. And to have it added into an Olympics that has, there's so many things that we can't do. We can't go to it. And of course, there's so many things limited because of everything with the Olympics. But to add this in, add a little extra fun and excitement, I think is great. We'll have links up at WGN Radio. .com for all that. And John Vitti, thanks again for what you're doing, kind of, on the cutting edge, not only just for things we need, but for things we want on the fun side. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Dane, thank you so much. I appreciate you.